4SKD, KC4SKD, Gen 4, you hear me, Gen 4?
And KC4SKD, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, absolutely, sounds good. Didn't know you were working on antennas today. Did you get everything working like you think it should?
Just right now, put it together, and Rhonda's standing out here in the driveway holding it up.
I love them human towers. Hopefully she won't charge you too much to do that.
Charlie Ryan.
Just wanted to see how the thing would work here, and so far so good with it. Got a good signal just for where it's at.
Charlie Ryan.
If you need me to make any simplex tests, just give me a shout. We can try that as well.
Try that tomorrow then. I'm going to put it up on the other pole where it's supposed to be. I just wanted to check it out so far. And so far it's working pretty good.
Good. You haven't broken up at all. KC4SKD, this is N4MNN. Let me know if you need any more.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'll go ahead and sign with you for now, and maybe tomorrow, but if we get some good weather or something, I'll try it on the pole out back. Appreciate your help. N4MNN, KC4SKD.
4MNN.
Owen, go ahead. Handy talkie, probably about 2 watts over.
Kind of on a pole, J pole or something.
For the party there, he just got a new rig and antenna and everything, and he was just kind of temporarily putting things together there to see if everything is functional, and then he's going to be working on his permanent install soon here. I think that's the plan.
Most antennas need a ground plane, so some do, some don't. So if you're going to stick it on something, sometimes, you know, you got to stick it on a metal pole, but sometimes you got to have a ground plane for it. The smart thing to do is if you're going to run a vertical like that and you don't have a good ground plane for it, put a short pole and just stick it right in the ground.
KC4HS. Hey Marty, this is Rhonda. I was out there holding the antenna, and now Larry is.
Cool, yeah. So y'all taking turns here. Yeah, it sounds really good. I think it's going to be great once you guys get it a little elevated and get your permanent install together there, and I think it's going to be good. This is N4MNN in the round table here.
I think I'm going to take a picture of him. KG4H is clear. I'll let Larry talk.
Yeah, they're just doing a temporary test right now. They know they got to put it on a pole and do all these other things. So they're working on it. It's a work in progress. This is N4MNN.
KO4, Bravo Delta Mike.
For BDM, this is N4MNN. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got this rig repaired and set up. Am I coming out halfway decent or what have you?
Completely full quieting on your signal there. Probably best I've heard this evening so far.
Yeah, I'm running a 30-year-old radio. I rebuilt it, so I would see how it's going to run.
Fun projects there. I like the old stuff. Of course, I like it all. But you're sounding great there. Whatever you've done a great job. Don't see any problems just from an audible standpoint.
Yeah, this is an ICOM 228, and it's had its ages, but it seems to be running halfway decent.
That's probably older than some of the ones I've had. I had like a 229 years ago, and then think my last one's an IC-2100. But good, reliable rigs, those Japanese units.
Yeah, I got her 229 on the bench. I got to replace the preamp on it. And then I think it'll work. The finding that preamp was like Ken's tease, though.
Your signal's still quiet in. Calls can't find. You are full quieting. Trying to explain to them is that you need a ground plane of some kind for a vertical antenna, so you have to, unless it's got radios on it, you gotta do something for a metal pole or stick it in the ground, because it has to have a ground, otherwise it won't work properly.
Well, I think they've done their test, and that's all they wanted to accomplish tonight. I'm sure they have it under control. You guys have a great evening there, and hopefully I'll get on here and chat more at some point in time. I'm just on the handy talking tonight. I've got to get my base rig connected back up here soon. Can't remember the station's call there, but this is N4MNN.
I'm just trying to say that ground planes are very important. I don't know what they've got. I was trying to ask them that question, California. No big deal. It's just you got to have a good ground plane. Sometimes a ground with a vertical antenna is the most important thing. So I was trying to see if that was a hat for a ground, since I couldn't see it, but I'm glad they did it. So California, I'm clear. I want to say hello to everybody. Catch you in a little bit.
Sir, well, we appreciate it. You guys have a great evening. This is N4MNN, and I'll be standing by.